Good morning, everyone. I am so happy to have this opportunity to talk to you about Hug It Forward and Fearless Generosity. Our church family is a very generous one, and a group of us had gone to Guatemala a year ago, July, and found it to be a wonderful and empowering experience, and we decided we were going to go back again. And we decided that it was an experience that needed to be shared with young people in particular, because this was something that an activity that was taking us outside of our very comfortable little life here and doing something positive, not a handout per se, but offering support to similar communities, meaning people that cared for one another, that were concerned about their children's welfare, offering support to them in the form of helping them build bottle schools. This is the main building block of a bottle school. It's a simple plastic bottle filled with inorganic waste that takes the place of a cinder block. And it is a wonderful little tool because not only does it provide a cheap building material, but it also is a way for a community to become involved in cleaning up their environment. Guatemala in particular does not have a very good waste management system, and this is a way to recycle things that were simply littering their countryside. It goes to building something which I feel is very important in a society, and that is a school, because it's only through education that people can improve their lot in life. And the organization that we work with, Hug It Forward, their main focus is on getting communities to come together and work on economically sustainable and environmentally sustainable projects. And it results in the community having pride in the ownership of these schools. A school building ends up running about $6,500. That pays for master craftsmen, because you have to lay a foundation, you have to plumb walls, and it also allows those master craftsmen to teach people in the community a new skill, a way to build. And it can go on, and they can build houses like this. They can build stores. The community, before they will even be considered for a school, have to fill 10,000 of these. So everybody gets involved. The children get involved, the mothers, the fathers, the grandparents, aunts, uncles, anybody passing through town, fill a bottle. What it did for those of us who went showed us what a community can do when they are willing to be generous with their time and talent and money. And through the generosity of our church family, we were able to take three of our young people with us, Miali being one of them, her brother Dina another, and Nick. And Deborah brought her granddaughter, Emma. I brought my daughter, Dahlia. And I want Miali to speak to what this meant to her.
Good morning. Good morning. This summer, a group of amazing people and I had an opportunity to witness a life-changing experience. We went to Guatemala.
Get a little closer and speak a little slower.
We went to Guatemala to build bottle schools for kids. When I first got there, I admit, the area wasn't very new to me, since it reminded me much of my home back in Madagascar. But it was more the people who caught my attention. We went for 7 days. And on the first day, when we got to Guatemala, we were in Antigua, the tourist area for Guatemala, where we stayed in Hotel Casa Antigua, and I could proudly say that was the best hotel I have ever been in. There was a waterfall statue in the middle of the hotel and colorful plants surrounding it. The rooms were beautiful, and the staff treated us with so much respect. On the second day, we woke up early to leave to San Martin, where we would be staying throughout most of our trip. Now, this hotel wasn't as nice, but it was comfy, and it had Wi-Fi. The next 3 days of our trip, we went to work at the site. When we first came to the community, they greeted us and cheered and had the biggest smiles on their face. They made kind of a parade for us, you can say. After the community greeted us, we got ready to start working. It took us so much teamwork, and everyone was working together, separating the bottles, making cement, carrying bags of bottles around, and it was just so amazing how much teamwork that was put into it. The kids of the community were also helping us, and they didn't hesitate to ask us. It was amazing how much work we have got done in 3 days. But what surprised me, though, was that there was a group of elder women watching us from the side, and they asked us, "Why are the women working? This is a man's job. Women aren't supposed to do this." And we told them, women could do just as anything as a man. I don't know. This conversation surprised me in a way, that women are as appreciated as much as there. Now, I think that it was very hard to leave everyone on our last day because we grew so much into these kids. And you tear up a little bit because you can't take them home and you can't love them more. And you learn from these kids and you don't know how much grateful they are for everything they have, and they're so happy. And that made me realize to appreciate what you have. And don't take things for granted, because things could be worse. And lastly, before our trip was over, we visited a school for kids with mental disabilities. When I first came there, I was kind of overwhelmed. But when you get to know these kids, they offer so much love, and they're so fun to be with. So that taught me to not judge anyone before you get to know them. Now, I will always remember this trip and the people I've met during it, and I hope to go again next year. I would like to thank the church and Deborah for everything, for giving me the opportunity to see the world in a different view. Thank you very much, and God bless you all.
And I received an email letter from Nick last night around 11 o'clock. He got in under the line, and I'll read his thank you as well. To the congregation, Augustine of Hippo once said, "The world is a book, and those who do not travel read only one page." Until recently, unless you count northern Mississippi as another country, I had only read one page. In August, thanks to Suzanne Broffman, Deborah Given, and the rest of the congregation, I was able to read another page. The trip to Guatemala was like no other experience that I have ever had. As I looked out of the window of our descending plane, the first thing I noticed was the country's breathtaking beauty. Quaint buildings dotted verdant mountainsides, and as we touched down in Guatemala City, I was filled with hope at the prospect of the upcoming trip. In no way was I disappointed. Coming into the trip, my goal was to experience another culture. Over the course of the week that we spent in Guatemala, we did that and so much more. I don't think that I could pick one part of the trip and call it my favorite. I just enjoyed everything so much. From exploring the markets in Antigua to wandering Mayan ruins, the trip was packed full of new experiences. We built a school with stuffed bottles and concrete, but we also built friendships with pickup soccer games and late-night dance parties. The most amazing aspect of the trip, besides the delicious food, was the perspective that I feel I gained from visiting Guatemala. I've never really had the chance to see another country. Learning about how other people lived was profoundly interesting. I enjoyed listening to the community member who had fought as a guerrilla in the Guatemalan Civil War, and I think that hearing the man speak on his time as an undocumented worker in America gave almost everyone on the trip new insight on an incredibly important issue. I wouldn't have been able to do any of this if it weren't for the church's generosity, and I'd like to thank you all from the bottom of my heart for this life-changing experience. Sincerely, Nick DePoussis.
To wind up, there are so many other things we could say about this experience. The fact that we were doing it in an area where the main town, San Martin, Hilo Topeke, is also the town that many people from Guatemala who are living in Palisades Park in this area come from. So we were helping them reconnect through us with their home. But beyond all of that, I came away from these experiences both times seeing what happens when a community comes together for a goal. There was an energy and a pride that is all too often missing in our day-to-day society. Being a member of this church, for me, provides that sense of community. Each of us, through our generosity of time, money, and talent, make important things happen. We've opened up the world for these young people, and that's a significant thing. Human nature has developed to fear scarcity. There's a feeling that you need more and you have to hold on to it, and not just money, but also in the sharing of ourselves. God is abundance. He is the source of abundance. And the people I met in Guatemala showed me once again, by example, how to be fearless in my generosity. I gave my time, talent, and money, and I offered them support, and I came away with so much more. I feel that same way about my church family, and I hope that you keep that in mind when we talk about fearless generosity in terms of this church. Thank you.